You're laughing and learning with the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Inside Guy Chuck Bridenstine and the Outside Guy, Ken Calverley.
What are the Inside Outside Guys doing out so early this morning?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Your clock's not wrong. It's 7 a.m. We've got Michigan State football today coming up. Steve Courtney will be doing Michigan State pregame coming up at 10 a.m. So you get the Inside Outside Guys this morning at 7 a.m. And we have a good show for you today. We're going to be taking any and all of your questions at 888-654-GUYS. And obviously, we're about to turn the corner on the weather here in the state of Michigan, the Midwest in general. And coming up at 8:30 today, 8:35 to be exact, we're going to have Bill Creed from Ace and Sons Insulation come on and help give you some tips as a homeowner, along with all the tips Chuck and I are going to give you today on how to keep warm, basically stay comfortable in your home as the weather. It sounds like a soap opera. As the weather turns.
As the weather turns. Actually, the 7 a.m. thing is, this is kind of good for you and I, because you and I are both up at the crack of dawn anyway. It's like, wow.
You're a lot better at the crack of dawn than I am.
You've been complaining every weekend about not being able to sleep and waking up early.
I don't complain, Chuck. Do not complain. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. I don't complain. Okay. You know, what's funny is years ago, someone told me when the times in your life when you need the most sleep are when you're extremely young and when you get extremely old. And it makes sense because the babies sleep all day. And I know great grandpa, he fell asleep in his rocking chair all the time, you know. But that's me. The older I get, the earlier I wake up, the earlier I go to bed. I think that's in general everybody, you know. I am waking up early now. Earlier nowadays.
Well, you know what? People have rediscovered the great need that we have for good sleep. You know, yes. We've been a sleep deprived nation. This whole multitasking thing from 25 years ago and all this crap. Excuse me, but I always found that good sleep saved my intellect when I was going through stressful periods, really busy times, you know. So I've always really focused on turn the TV off, go to bed, get some good rest, get up in the morning and do it again.
I've always tried to get at least 7. I'll look at my watch and go count down. Okay, that'll give me 7. I'll go to sleep then. But if I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm a nap taker. I will catch up. I think it's so important, and you've said it a lot, to catch up on that sleep. If I'm falling asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I need to fall asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I need that.
You're the guy on the side of the road, and you're not drunk, and you're not on drugs. You're just taking a cat nap.
Not for many, many years.
Fair enough. Fair
Although I got to tell you, I've spent my career stopping and parking under trees in the middle of the summertime to take those cat naps. You know, yeah. I used to go from house to house, and a lot of times, you know, I'd get at a house at 10 o'clock and my next appointment's not till noon.
Yeah.
So I will drive to the area the appointment's in. I will find a parking lot. I'll park underneath a shady tree. And a lot of times, if I get 20 minutes of quick sleep, that just recharges my battery for the entire day.
Oh, it does. And you'd be surprised how fast you get into REM sleep when you're that tired.
Oh, you're right. And you know what I found unusual is I have fallen asleep in hundreds of parking lots over the years. I mean, just hundreds of them. One time have I ever got accosted, told me I had to leave, and it was a Christian church.
I got rousted. Oh, my gosh. The one time I got rousted was by police in a church parking lot, and I was literally taking a nap. I can't believe we've never talked about that.
I'm parked in the far corner under a tree. They come knock at my door, and I'm asleep. Okay? It's not like that. It's not like I'm doing anything
wrong. Oh, yeah.
They wake me up. You can't be here. Excuse me? You can't be here. Okay. I don't argue. Okay, leave. It's like, come on.
You know what? It might be the tent that you set up and the other people you brought in.
The homeless encampment?
Hey, let's take a moment to remind people that you and I have a source for pure, clean water through Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. And they remind us this week that, especially in the holidays, everybody's cooking, you know, and having guests over. There are no obvious contamination sources near your house, and yet you might have all kinds of contaminants like arsenic, which can occur naturally, in your groundwater. So we suggest you call Beauchamp Water, have a free in-home water test done today. I mean, really, all it takes is a couple minutes for them to show up and do it and tell you the results. Why wouldn't you? It's free.
In Northern Oakland County, Chuck, in Southern Genesee County, arsenic is a big issue in the water.
And you never know where it's going to be a big issue, you know, because it's carried in the groundwater once it's picked up.
You're right. And there were many times we'd go to restaurants in those areas and they only could use the 2 liters. They would literally go out and buy 2 liters because they could not use their pop machines because the arsenic in the water, they shut that down. So
where are you going to restaurants like that?
Coney Islands. That was years ago. It's getting better. So I had a call from our buddy Dan Zernick the other day, who lives in Northern Oakland County, and said, look, I need someone with help with arsenic. And, of course, I gave him Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Hey, awesome.
For people who didn't listen earlier, we got Bill Creed from Ace & Sons Insulation tuning in or calling in at 8:30 today. And Bill is an absolute expert when it comes to anything insulation and keeping you comfortable in your house. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Kenny from Macomb and take your phone calls at 888-654-GUYS.
And I want to remind all of you that if you get a heavy rain and you start to see water in your basement or crawl space, the problem never takes care of itself. You need an expert with multiple solutions like Foundation Solution 360.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside Guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. Hope you were aware of this early hour start for the Inside Outside Guys. We're going to be on from 7 to 9 today and 10 to noon tomorrow.
I let everybody know on Facebook this morning that we were on from 7 to 9 this morning. So
you're a good Facebook.
Now that I think about it, I might have said 7 to 10. So I may have to go. Nope, 7 to 9. I'm good.
I was going to say, call your buddy Steve, see if he'll give us an extra few hours.
Sure. You know what? Michigan State,
they're
on every week this time, okay?
You know what, though? They are the team that surprises.
Well, last week they surprised us, didn't they?
Well, that's my point. Yeah. You never know, so.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, exactly.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Kenny in Macomb. Good morning, Kenny. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. I have a house that's about 18 years old, and it was built with, rough stone or something like that instead of the regular smooth. Okay. And it's got some knotty holes in it. Knotty pans. So the knots have shown through, and it's I guess I may have to sand the whole house down or something because of the condition of the paint.
Kenny, is this a job you're going to try yourself?
No, I don't think I'm going to try it myself because, like I say, it's going to be a big job because of the – why would they put that kind of wood on the house instead of just flipping it over and using the smooth side?
I wouldn't try that either.
Let me ask you, are the knots, is wood falling out of those knots, or you just see them bleeding through the paint?
I just see them completely through the paint, but they're not falling out, no.
Okay. Yeah, to buy wood that is literally A1A select with virtually no visible knots would have cost you. You probably wouldn't have been able to buy the house. Truly, as long as they're stable knots, it's for someone like McFarland Painting, that's a non-issue.
And if they are, a lot of times those knots do pop out an inch or so. A lot of times, if it's an inch deep, they'll stick out just a hair. They pop them in, or they'll pull them out and put a Bondo. Same thing they do with the cars. They'll put a Bondo in there and sand it down, and once they paint over it, you can't even tell.
No.
So Kenny, you shouldn't have to do any of that stuff. Anyone that gives you a bid will bid that out as part of the project.
If they don't, you don't want to hire them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the name of that company again?
McFarland. You want a phone number for him?
Can you give it later? Because I'm actually in the car, my wife's car, And she don't have any ink pens. I have plenty of ink pens in my car.
Kenny, when you get home, when you get a chance, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, scroll painting down to painting, and you'll find a couple of our team partners there for you, okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you. Goodbye. Take care of yourself.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Kenny.
It's funny. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just thinking in terms of his comment, you know, why would anybody use material like that? But anywhere you've got solid wood, you're going to have wood with knots in it. And they literally rate those knots by size, stability, that all kinds of things. Do you remember when, what was it, pinhole maple was popular about 15 years ago? And sure. I mean, they're little tiny knots, not much bigger than the point of a pencil.
Right.
That would periodically be throughout the wood. And everyone felt that enhanced the aesthetic, you know. But it certainly didn't undermine the strength of the wood.
Someone did a good job marketing.
Yeah.
You got to turn those negatives into a positive, don't you?
Hey, our place up north, if you don't like knotty pine, you are not going to like being inside that.
I love knotty pine. How can you not like knotty pine? 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, we had a email this week, someone asking us, they're going to Florida for the wintertime, and they want to know, should they shut everything down? Should they empty their water heater? They just need some advice from us. And I guess the answer is how long you're going for, right? I mean, that would be the main thing. You and I aren't big believers at all at shutting everything down in the house.
No, and it's funny, our article this coming Friday will be kind of a rehash of how to condition your house to leave it vacant during the winter. We try to do that every year at this time. But our first statement to everybody is leave the heat on.
Yeah.
Do not turn your heat off.
And one of the ways we prove that is, you know, 10 years ago, we're in the middle of the housing crisis, a little more than 10 years ago, we're in the middle of the housing crisis, Chuck. For the first time in our lives, we were hearing about literally hundreds, if not thousands of houses that were being abandoned. People were walking away from them because they were so far underwater. And they would shut everything down. And then when they had to, when the insurance companies or the bank went to sell them, they would have to go in and repair every seam in that drywall, every corner, wherever there's tape, all that stuff comes up. So it's we really do believe if you're going out of town to Florida, do your best to leave. You know, the water, turn off the water. But I wouldn't empty my hot water tank, would you?
No, I say you can do it if you feel qualified to do it, but the biggest thing, shut off the water at the main. And a lot of people don't even know where that is. Open the doors underneath all the sinks, you know, so air can circulate through those spaces, you know, to minimize the chance for any pipes to freeze. If you're comfortable draining the water out of the pipes and the water heater, sure, feel free. It's not going to hurt anything and it might help.
No, I had a good friend, you know, George, our buddy up north, that he had left his house. And then a few days later, he gets a call from his neighbor saying, George, you got water coming out of the, you know, the base of your house. He literally had a flood inside of the house. And all he had to do, he learned, live and learn, you know, he had a well. When he walked out the door, when I had the house up north, every time I walked out the door, I'd reach up, open the breaker box, switch the breaker for the well. And I knew at that point, even if I did have a burst pipe, it wouldn't be a major catastrophe because the only thing that's going to come out is the water in the pipe at that time.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Very, very important that you eliminate the source of the water, that if you do have an accident, just keep going and going and going and you mitigate your damages.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 1,000%.
Eliminate your damages.
Yeah, no, you that was the right word. You're going to mitigate, limit, you know, the opportunity for that kind of thing. Boy, we got a ton of things to talk about, and hopefully Bill Creed from Ace & Sons is going to be on the phone with us after this break, right?
You're right. Absolutely. Hey, we had so much fun last week over at Window World. They're such such awesome family, such awesome company. They take such good care. And they did so good for open door research. Last week, when you heard the guys at Window World on Sunday, Window World collected 8,600 pounds of food and $4,500 in cash for open door outreach. One of the many reasons the guys and WJR love Window World. world.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Go ahead, brother.
Chuck, where else can people pick up the phone and dial a phone number, in this case, 888-654-GUYS, and get over 80 years of housing and construction experience at their fingertips? That simple. InsideOutsideGuys.com has just been blowing up lately, and we really appreciate everyone's trust. But, you know, we get emails anywhere from, you know, what kind of pad should I put underneath my carpeting, or what's that noise I'm hearing, all the way to, I want to build a new house. What's my best material I should use? And we appreciate it. We answer every one of them. And we are here at your fingertips. And the only thing that we charge you, the only thing we charge, is that you tell everybody you know about the InsideOutsideGuys.com, for we can help more people, including your family and friends.
And that price hasn't changed in the 15 years we've been doing the show.
You're right.
Price of admission. You know, we got an email from a client that was talking to two different companies. I know, client. What am I saying?
It's habit.
It is habit. It's 40 years. Anyway, having two different companies bid some work that involves some electricity and some fan installation. And one bid was $500 or $600 higher than the other because they had to have an electrician come in to do the electrical portion of the work. And the other company said, oh, no, we don't have to get a permit or have an electrician come in. We can do that because it's low voltage. And the listener luckily said, which one do I believe? And my gut instantly goes to, where are they going to get that low voltage? They're going to have to tie into something that provides high voltage and then step it down to low voltage.
They could still die if they did something wrong.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And the homeowner could be liable. And that's one thing that we need to make clear to people. If you hire someone that's not licensed to do electrical work, you are not only putting your home in jeopardy, but you're putting your insurance claim that you may have in jeopardy.
Very
important. So this sounds to me, Chuck, like it's a handyman service. And, you know, you and I will put a fan in our house because we have years of experience doing it.
You
but
will.
We wouldn't trust just anyone to put a fan in our house. You do,
no,
too. We've tried.
No. I know. Because it sounds almost arrogant to say, don't you do this, but I will do it. But you're right. There are things like that I certainly will do without hesitation based on the years of having done it.
Yes, but you'll do it in your house. You're not going to do it in someone else's house. I know you.
No.
You would never take that chance for your liability.
Yeah, it's scary stuff. And at the end of the day, you've got to ask yourself, you know, what's more important, you know, the house surviving this project or an extra $500, you know, to do it right and have a professional do it.
Well, to me, that extra $500 isn't just going for labor, but that's almost a form of insurance for me.
Yeah, I agree. You know, risk management. Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, risk management. I know that person up there that's putting that light in is a licensed electrician who's going to do it right. There's no guessing, because a fan for electrician is nothing. Very easy for them to do. But no, that's really good advice, Chuck. I'd pay the extra money.
You know, we also have had some emails from listeners with bay windows, and they wonder if they need a higher quality window or a better install or something in that bay. And it's probably timely to remind people that bays are typically colder areas and you have greater heat loss through a bay, and you can't blame the window, assuming you got the same window in the bay that you got throughout the rest of the house.
Right.
People go, oh my gosh, that's so cold right there. Well, the floor probably cantilevers out over air, cold air. Those walls, that little roof above the bay, those are all surrounded by cold, cold air, and the heat in your house is so attracted to that cold, cold surface. So bays typically will be colder, and they will feel colder. You may actually feel like air is moving past you, and it's because the heat in your house is trying to get out through that cold spot.
And people are really surprised, because people love bay windows. They're attractive. I mean, they really are pretty. But people don't understand the consequences of putting one in, because a lot of people, when they get a bay window, that's where they want to put all their plants as well.
Sure.
You wind up getting condensation in those areas. You wind up getting water marks on the bottom of it. I'm not a big fan of bay windows. You don't have a bay window, do you?
No, we don't. I always like window seats. You know, I'll build window seats, you know, adjacent to windows and keep it inside the right. thermal envelope.
Right.
But I got to be honest, when we were building small ranches, and I want to say 1,200 to 1,500 square feet, we found that doing a little bit of a box bay in the living room gave it the appearance of being a lot bigger than it was. And I look back on that and go, wow, we put a lot of cold areas in those houses for people, but they did lend an aesthetic to the, you know, to the house.
Right. Right. Hey, 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call now. Phone lines are open, just like Rose from Shelby Township. Good morning, Rose. You're on with the guys. Rose, are you there? Well, Rose said that birds are eating the brick on her sister's house. So it must be a very big bird, a very tough bird.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where Rose is, but let's explain this to real quick. Rose, your sister probably has what's called a are you there, Rose?
Says yes, I'm
back.
Here. Mm-hmm.
Here you are. Okay, Rose, tell us what's going on.
Okay, my sister Vanessa is on the phone as well, but she has a brick house, and the birds are eating her house up.
I'm guessing it's a
like
red
a cookie,
soft.
Just eating.
It's a red soft brick on her house.
It's red. I don't know how soft it is.
Well, pretty soft. The birds can
Vanessa,
eat it.
Vanessa is her name.
Okay, hi, Vanessa.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Here's what's going on with those. Those birds are coming down, and they're taking little pieces of stone, little pieces of brick out to help their digestive system. A lot of birds, you'll find them on gravel roads. They eat the gravel to help them digest.
Well, if you ever have a pet parakeet or anything,
right.
You buy, you know, a gravel to keep in the cage for them to do that with.
Gosh, Chuck's been a long time since I've had a pet parakeet. But the best thing you can do for those, once you get those repaired, is spray the brick on your house with a good sealer, good water-based sealer. Once you get them repaired, they're not going to mess with that stuff. I'm sure it tastes terrible. Or actually paint the house if that's ever something you want to do. But you get those repaired, you put a good water-based sealer on, they should stop coming and eating those brick.
Yep, good advice.
And
good
advice. How would I, because it's the birds and squirrels that's eating it. How would I repair it? I don't know how, because it's like somebody just took a shovel and just dug holes, you know,
Yes,
all down at the bottom where the squirrels and the birds, you know, eating at it.
Yeah, I've seen it many times.
I don't know how to repair it.
The good thing about those brick is they're very easy to come out individually. You can bang those brick out individually and replace those, and we have a company that can help you out with that.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the company?
Brickworks. Property restoration. Brickworks is one word.
Are you writing that down?
Yes, I am. Brickworks of property.
And the phone number is 877,
isn't it?
Oh, you're right. Thank you. No. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right, Chuck. I apologize. 877 Masonry.
MASONRY.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's called Brickwork Property, and there was a third word on it.
Maintenance. Well, no, I'm sorry. Brickworks Property Restoration. I apologize. Brickworks Property Restoration.
Restoration. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what type of water-based sealer should go on there?
There's a lot of different ones out there. Where's your house located, ma'am?
Warren, Michigan.
Okay. At the corner of Hoover and 8 Mile, there's a company called Sabistons, Sabistions Builder Supply. They will have the water-based sealer there for you, okay? It's at 8 Mile and Hoover.
Oh. 8 Mile and Hoover.
Yep, and we have to go to break. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to talk to Greg from Shelby Township when we get back.
Hey, for anybody out there that's thinking of sprucing up your kitchen without tearing everything out, but making it look and feel brand spanking new, we've got a company, and you've heard of them. It's MacFarland Painting.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy Greg. What's going on, Mr. Positive?
Good morning, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. You're up early this morning. I'm very surprised. I'm very good of you. Winter's upon us, and the chimney. I have a draft, and it smells like wood coming through the chimney. The house is 60 years old, give or take. It's a brick chimney. How do I stop the draft from coming in? Because we're going to be using that fireplace quite often now.
When's the last time you had it clean, Greg?
Ooh, okay. 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago. That would be the reason, because it's not clean, or...
That could be the reason anything for the else. Smell, yes, yes. And you also could have a downdraft coming from that that chimney as well. So we're going to suggest you get it cleaned. And Okay. Whoever you get it cleaned from, tell them you want a top mount damper, or what's called a top of the flue damper. And that will stop any air from coming down that chimney, Greg.
Very good. Hey, thank you, and have a great weekend, you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Take you care. Also.
And because you didn't say it, I will. Go for your dreams, everyone. Have to do it. Thanks,
we do
Greg.
Believe in that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. No, if you're starting to smell, anyone that has not gotten their chimney cleaned this year should get their chimney cleaned this year, especially if you're starting to smell that. And I got to tell you, for all these homes out there that were built in the 20th century, all the way up to probably the early 80s, if you have a natural fireplace in there that has a old cast iron damper right above the firebox, you want to get a top mount damper or a top of the flue damper. They're not very expensive, and it will save you money, no doubt.
Absolutely. And the problem with those old houses, you know, when they were first built, we didn't get a lot of that because they were so leaky, the whole house was. But since since you moved into it, you probably had insulation installed and done a bunch of things to seal the house up. So now your house is sucking air through that chimney.
Yeah, because that's the only hole left.
Yeah, so whatever's in that chimney, you're going to smell kind of like dirty ductwork, right?
Yes, sir. You got it. You got it. All right, hey, let's stick to the phone and talk to Ken in Warren. Good morning, Ken. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning, guys. I don't call in much, but I absolutely love the show. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, sir. It means a lot.
You know, I just want to comment on a couple of things. I'm very interested in cybersecurity, that sort of thing. And whenever I see, and especially specifically with viruses and what are called zero days, which are, you know, the first time a virus is detected in the wild, which we call, you know, is detected for the first time. You know, there's a lot of people that are using, you know, these backup generators, and you know, the premise is, okay, the power goes out, you know, and boom, the lights kick back on because this thing automatically is set up to natural gas. It's not set up to electricity, and you're good to go. Here's a major concern for me. You know, in the event of a cyber event, which we've had before in this country, you can go back, in the world, I'm not going to go into specifics, but you know, these things happen.
What happened to Ken?
And
I think the cyber people shut him off.
They heard him.
They
did. Shut him off.
They don't want him divulging their secrets. We better have somebody do a house check on Ken.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. A welfare check is what it's called on Ken.
I'm really concerned about what his question was. I would love to hear it.
Well, it sounded like it had to do with cybersecurity and the standby generators. And yeah, I would like to hear it. Ken, call back. Hey, you got a lot of people on the edge of their seats right now. 888-654-4897.
You and I got to spend some time with Steve Dickinson from Amnesty a week or so ago. I lose track of time.
Well, he really does have a silent partner, doesn't he?
I'm not sure he has a partner. I think he's lying. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I've met Mike before.
No, we have. I'm kidding. But there, you know, the Sheena family obviously was involved with the food bank. Steve is and Amnesty are involved heavily with Toys for Tots. So we just want to remind people, if you happen to drive by their location or want to go online and find out where other drop-off locations are, brand new toys for kids can just make the difference in their Christmas and their year.
And for the parents out there, take a specific time, whether you're going Christmas shopping or whatever, take a specific time and take your kids shopping for those kids.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do it at a dollar store. You can do it wherever you want to. Because as you know, as a kid, you just want to open up a present. What's inside the present matters, but more is, I mean, a kid would rather have $101 gifts underneath a Christmas tree than $100 gifts.
I agree with you.
So the more of those things you can find for them, but take with your, I remember doing it with my kids when I was young. I'd take them, we'd go out, we'd specifically shop for a charity. And it's good for the kids. The kids need to realize, no matter what situation you're in as a family, there are always people that have it worse and need other people's help.
Yeah, especially the kids. You know, man, if you can get a couple toys in the hands of a kid that otherwise wouldn't have them. So Toys for Tots, keep that in mind. All they ask you to do is wrap a brand new toy of any value and drop it off at one of their locations.
It's we are, easy. You know, Chuck, you and I, we talked about this last week when we were at Window World. We are so blessed just to be even a little part of all these giveaways that are out there. I mean,
exactly.
You know, Kearns Brothers is going to come up next. They've given away so many roofs since they've been a team partner. And listen, everyone, they're giving these away. They're not saying if you do this, we'll do this, or if you buy this, we'll give you this, or if you
put a yard sign out in your front yard for 6 months, none of that.
They're giving away, and they're giving them away to American heroes. They're giving away to veterans, that people who fought for this country. Chuck and I were never honored. We never fought for the country. We're able to do it right now because they did. And happy belated Veterans Day. Did you call a veteran yesterday, Chuck? Do you have a veteran you called yesterday?
Actually, spent some time talking to my brother about my father, who served with Omar Bradley in World War II over in Europe. Yeah.
You have to be so proud of that.
You know what? It is one of those things. Yeah. Here's what's scary, because back then, parents didn't know where their kids were in the service. And my grandma and grandpa at one time had three of their sons in Eastern Europe in World War II and certainly had no clue whether they were dead or alive, or, you know, whether they were, you know, where they were, what they were doing. Luckily, they all came back.
I have a good friend I called yesterday. People might hear me talk about him on the phone. I met him just after my father passed away. He was my father's age. And he spent a lot of time in the service. He did a lot of stuff. Actually, what I respect about him is he won't tell me a lot of stuff that he did in the service. Because
they never talked about it. No.
He promised he wouldn't. He did some special forces.
Gotcha.
And he gave them his word that he wouldn't talk about. I'm sure he probably signed a piece of paper. And that's all he ever told me is, God, I did this. I was here. But that's all I can tell you. And he would tell me. If he didn't give his word, he shares everything with me. But because he gave his word, this many years later, he won't tell me.
No, it's such a different generation. You know, we are so fortunate to be sitting here today benefiting from their sacrifice. And, you know, I had somebody say to me years ago, yeah, but they came back. They didn't die. They weren't hurt. I'm going, they gave up years of their lives. And put themselves at risk on our behalf. Yeah, it's like,
yeah. Well, for every idiot like that, there's, you know, 1,000 of us out there. So thank you to all the veterans out there. Okay, Kearns Brothers. What can we say about Kearns Brothers, Chuck, that we haven't said a million times? They're a company that believes in giving back. They believe in giving back to veterans. I remember when COVID first hit, they said, "Look, if you need help, we'll come out and we'll repair your roof for free," because they wanted to help people through that terrible time.
We trust Kearns Brothers Roofing.
It's the Inside Outside Guys on News Talk 760 WJR with housing information you can trust. Now here's the inside guy, Chuck Bridenstine, and the outside guy, Ken Calverley.
What are we doing on the air at 8 a.m.? People got to be going, oh my gosh.
No, we have not moved times. Michigan State football has moved the time for us. Steve Courtney will be coming up after the show and with the pregame of Michigan State football. And how'd you like that that game last night on the aircraft carrier, Chuck?
That was cool. That is
it was cool.
Everything about it. I mean, the basketball was almost secondary to the just the event, wasn't
it? You're right. You're right. We were talking about aircraft carriers over the break, and I had a chance a couple of years ago to go on the USS Enterprise down in Corpus Christi, Texas.
That was the ship that our good friend Pat Bush was stationed on South China Sea off the coast of North Vietnam.
Really? It was the Enterprise?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't. That's so funny you mentioned that. Yeah.
I wish I would have known that when I was walking over top of it. I guarantee we walked the same place and we saw our good friend. I mean, he's been your friend since you were knee high to a grasshopper, but he was a veteran. Thank you, Pat. He came out last week to the Window World and you got to go have some lunch with your buddy afterwards, right?
He was a corpsman and he said he never set foot on
land.
Southeast Asian soil, but they would bring the injured troops to the ship. And that's where they'd be taken care of. You know, they'd be medevaced over with helicopters, the USS Enterprise. It's funny because in San Diego Harbor, there is an aircraft carrier that is permanently docked there that has been decommissioned. And we were on that a few years ago. We took the motorcycle trip over there.
A few years ago. I bet that was 30 years ago now.
I'm not that old, Ken.
Oh, yes, you are. I bet that was 30 years ago. But yeah, this was the Enterprise was decommissioned, and it's in Corpus Christi. But you know what? They can recommission if they have to.
Hey, they still look good. They're still solid.
They do.
And through the graces of one of our extraordinary salespeople, found a company called Christian Gutters.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking about them because they do more than just gutters. They will also modify, repair, and probably expand overhang and gutters or support systems, the fascia, the soffit, that kind of thing. And that's one of their specialties. So if you've got that rotted soffit, rotted fascia, or you just don't have any overhangs at all, and you want them built onto the house with gutters installed, Christian Gutters and the accent lighting thing.
Yeah.
Aren't you intrigued by that?
Well, it's not just accent lighting. It's also holiday lighting. So this time of year, you can program green and red to go through it. A few weeks ago, you could program orange and you put them on and they'll flash green, red, orange during Halloween, you name it. And then during the summertime, it's beautiful accent lighting. Absolutely gorgeous. You know, we started referring Christian Gutters a while ago, and we have got such good feedback on them. Because just like we talk about Amnesty Air Duct Clean, that almost every house out there needs their AeroSeal product, almost every house out there needs new gutters, bigger gutters, gutters to get the water away from your foundation, and Christian Gutters is a great company to help people with that.
They are. I mean, that'd be a good gift for mom and dad if you don't know what to give. You know, another great gift for mom and dad, people don't realize how much moisture comes up through their basement floor, potential contaminants like radon. And gosh, you and I were lucky enough to get together with Motor City Floors and Coatings when they kind of first got into that business, and they were new. They had a radically different product, and it was kind of scary at first, but we found out that, man, they are just world-class company doing world-class things for people.
One thing that Motor City Floors and Coatings did better than anybody else out there is they built awareness of their product. And that is absolutely huge because so many people see those kind of floors and they're programmed to think epoxy. These are not epoxy floors. These are absolutely beautiful floors by Motor City Floors and Coatings that once they put them on, they give you a 15-year warranty. It's a polyurea formula that they do, a lot better than the epoxy. And once it's on, they are confident that it's not going to come off. And that includes your garage floor, your front walkways, your porch caps, But the basement, like you were saying, Chuck, is when they seal that basement, and you and I recommend this to people all the time, especially coming into this time of year when we are sealing off our houses. That means we're breathing all that air in from our houses. So when you seal that basement floor, they go around and they will seal the seam between the wall and the floor, because that's where a lot of that bad air, I mean, think about it. Underneath your home, it's going to be moist. There's no two ways about that. That moisture is going to migrate up from your floor. And if you can take a product like Motor City Floors and Coatings and you can seal around the edge and then put that on that basement floor, any fear of any contaminants coming through that basement floor at that time is gone. You agree, buddy?
I agree 1,000%, and I think it's just a wonderful thing to do. I think that that company, you and I trust Max and Rob.
We do.
They're just great guys that care.
You know who? Max, we were out to dinner with them last year at the you were too busy.
I wasn't invited that night.
But he made a comment about his wife in front of my wife, and he made a comment. He goes, my wife is just so awesome. And boy, my wife, she just, you love hearing men talk about their wives that way. And that's how they feel about that over there. So,
you know, it's funny. We are so blessed with great companies. And another one that you better be looking to right now is somebody to make sure you don't have little critters invading your house.
If you have a mouse in the house and the commercial and it ran over your foot, we want you to call Rove Pest Control to take care of any and all those critters around your house and property.
You have housing questions? The Inside Outside guys on WJR have the answers. Here are Ken and Chuck.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your phone calls. And listen, everybody, we've been spoiled. Boy, have we had a great couple of weeks. But the bottom's about to drop out. Today is probably the last day you're going to have the opportunity to mow that lawn before it gets really cold. And if you haven't done that, mow the lawn, break out the weed whipper, get those weeds away from the foundation of your house, get anything you can away from the foundation of your house. If you mow your lawn now, you're going to hopefully eliminate a couple things. And the first one being critters, because they love to tunnel in long grasses and make their way to your house. And the second one's going to be you're not going to get the molds. If your grass is too high, you will get mold, and you'll rue the day when spring comes and you have to redo all that stuff. So if you get a chance today, get out and mow your lawn one last time.
And we all know how hard it can be in the spring to get out if the rains are out there. So, you know, your grass is going to, if it starts shorter, it's more likely to be manageable come spring. I did mine last week, and I'm a big believer. I believe that we're going to have more good days like this. I mean, we won't have a stretch. I don't think we've had.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll have nice days. We'll have nice, dry, sunny days.
Well, I remember 2 years ago, I mowed my lawn on December 20th.
Yeah. I know people.
Nice day.
And it's that old thing about people always go, oh my God, this is unbelievable. I go, it's really not unbelievable. You know, I remember having snow in June, and I remember having t-shirt days in December. You know, it's like, it happens.
I love those two or three days we'll get in February where they're in the upper 60s or the 70s. I get outside. I get stuff done outside on those days. Because I'm the outside guy. Any chance I have to go outside, I'm going to do
it. I do too. And you fire up your psyche.
But you're the inside guy.
I still go outside.
Hey, everybody. You want to stick around for just a few more minutes. Coming up after the next break, we're going to have Bill Creed on. You've heard Bill a lot on the Inside Outside Guys. And Bill is one of the top dogs over at Ace & Sons Insulation. He's been one of our go-to guys for decades when it comes to insulation, and he's going to talk about some of the different types of insulation that Ace & Sons installs and recommends.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that we like having that company is because they are expert at retrofitting to old houses in the walls. We've had new companies come out of the proverbial woodwork that will add insulation to an existing wall frame on a house and blow out the drywall. You know, there's an art to that. And Ace and Sons, it's kind of been their specialty for what, 20-some years?
Oh, 30. A lot more than that. Yeah, Dad started, I believe, back in the 60s even. So it's been around for a long time, and they're a good company.
You know what we got to ask Bill when he comes on? We get so many emails. Do I use foam or cellulose in the sidewalls? And we have our opinions, but you know Bill's going to have an opinion as well, so we'll have to ask him about that.
I agree. Hey, we had a chance this week to spend a little time with McFarland Painting, and they have an absolutely beautiful new showroom headquarters, world headquarters. I mean, it is amazing that this John McFarland, I mean, so impressive what he's done over there. And we talked to him about a lot of the new trends that are in there. And one trend that hasn't gone away totally are accent walls on the inside. And I remember they first started being real popular in the late 80s. Then they went away, but they are back. And what's unique about the accent walls that McFarland Painting can do is they can add decorations into the accent walls, whether it's a shiplap, you name it. What would you call what they did with the one by how they made all the squares through that? What would you call that?
They almost do a vertical vault. You know, everybody can picture a vaulted ceiling. Well, they'll do something like this on the wall. You know, it's funny. I have to not correct you because you were just a babe in the woods back in the 70s. But they were doing accent walls with mirrors.
Yes.
Back in the 70s.
I remember that. Yes.
So you'd walk into a home and maybe the front room, the family room, the library, whatever that room was, might have one wall that had mirrors. They weren't on the ceiling, Ken. It was one wall of the house. But it's funny, that kind of, at the time, it was really cool. It made the room look a lot bigger. And again, mirrors hadn't been utilized for that purpose up to that point, you know, at least not in a widespread fashion. But then we kind of got away from that. And then, like you said, we went to painting one wall in a room, a contrasting color. That was the accent wall.
Yeah.
And McFarland has taken that one step further with their expert carpenters. Oh, my gosh. They can do some cool stuff.
We need to make this clear to people that McFarland Painting is not just a painting company. I even asked John, are you going to add to your name at all? And he's thinking about it. But that name's been branded so well over the years.
Yeah.
But they have carpenters. They have finished carpenters on staff. So that's one of the reasons they saw a need to open up a handyman division. Because I was at a house just recently in Bloomfield Hills, Chuck, and the homeowners needed their brick painted, because we've warned people all the time, if you paint brick, which I believe is a sacrilege, but if you decide you're going to paint your brick, you have to pay attention to it. If it starts to peel or anywhere, you have to get that taken care of, because if water sits behind there, it's only going to hurt that brick. So this is what happened to these homeowners. And at the same time, everywhere there was a window, they had a little piece of rust saw accent over top of the window or under the window, and those were all just falling apart. And I recommended McFarland Painting. They came out the next day, and they're scheduled to take care of this job for this homeowner in the springtime. And the main reason they got the job is because they have a handyman division, and they can take care of the whole exterior for the homeowner.
Yeah, they will replace all that rotted wood. They won't. A lot of painting companies will come in and just put some epoxy or something on those spots and then paint over them, and then it's going to go to heck in a handbasket in the next 2 years. McFarland won't do that. They're going to replace that rotted wood, and they can do it expertly.
And here's what else they're going to do. They're going to cut and paint that wood at their office on site. And then they're going to bring it back and install it there. So by the time when that painter picks up that piece of wood, it's already painted for him, and they're going to install it. It's just so organized over there.
They really are. You know, speaking of a well-organized company, a turnkey company, a company that can take any remodeling project you've got from the concept and the idea through to completion and warranty, we like Kopke Remodeling and Design.
Here for you today and every day. This is the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Here are Chuck and Ken.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Hey, tomorrow morning, who's it? Tim from Temperance. Hopefully you listen tomorrow morning because Tim from Temperance loves listening to you and Pat Kelly. And I am going to take a day off tomorrow. And Pat Kelly, HVAC extraordinaire, the man knows everything about standby generators and heating and cooling. He's going to sit in for me, and Chuck and him, as always, are going to have some great conversation. So,
you know, one of the reasons I love Pat is because he also has donuts.
Okay, Homer.
Pat knows where the great bakeries are.
Donuts and beer.
Oh, answer I can to do all life's donuts.
Problems. Homer Simpson. Hey, we have an old friend. Well, he's younger than us, but an older friend of the show on the air with us, someone that we turn to when we have some questions about insulation, because he's been doing it longer than just about anybody we know out there. Mr. Bill Creed from Ace & Sons Insulation. How you doing, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. You do sound chipper this morning.
Yeah.
You know, Bill is a guy that we trust implicitly with you, our listener, and we're not saying that because he's on the phone. He's just a good man who also knows insulation.
When I bought the house I'm living in, you know a ton, but when I bought the house I'm living in now, before I moved in, the very first person I called was Bill Creed from Ace & Sons Insulation, because that was one of the things I wanted to get set. The bond joists were not insulated. Bill came in, and he did a pre-check with a FLIR camera, infrared camera, on my bedroom walls. And there was an area probably about the size of two or three basketballs that, Bill took care of me.
That must be Bill's guard dog. I don't know if that was it. But anyway, Bill, Talk about the use of the infrared camera and using it intelligently versus just thermometers or that type of thing to check on cold spots.
Basically, yeah, because a lot of folks will come out and they'll use an infrared thermometer, which is great for pinpointing the like a temperature difference, but it's not an infrared camera. An infrared camera is an actual X-ray of the walls. You can see every single stud. You can see if the insulation is settled. You can see if it's packed properly. And it shows any cold spots. In fact, it's so sensitive. I'll tell you real quick, we had a cat run in from outdoors one day in the middle of a snowstorm. You could see every single paw print, including where he jumped on the kitchen table. So it's that accurate.
Isn't that amazing? It's almost spooky.
It is. I need to get ahead of one of our infrared techs one day and write his name on the wall just to freak him out, but I haven't been out.
So Ace and Sons will actually do a kind of a pre-scan, if you will, and a post-scan to make sure that they did everything and got every space?
Yeah, temperature permitting, obviously, because if it's too hot, the infrared can give kind of an off reading. So we prefer it below 50 degrees with the heat on, and then we can get 55 can work too, as long as the heat is cranked up a little bit, but we need a good temperature variation, but at least for what we do, and then we can get a really good reading. If it's too warm the day we come out, we can still take an outlet cover off and kind of probe it and see what's in the wall. But obviously, an infrared's more of a more in depth, and you can see the entire wall cavity.
Yes, every company that does insulation claims to be able to retrofit sidewall insulation to existing homes. Tell us some of the pitfalls there for a company that doesn't know what they're doing.
Well, there's plenty. For one, you can damage the wall by either drilling through it or overfilling the wall like an injection type material. If you overpressurize, you can blow the wall out. Not filling the cavities, obviously, is another problem. When people pay good money for that, they want to make sure it's done right, which is why we come back and double check it with an infrared once the job is complete. Now, it's done by request, so homeowners have to call to make the appointment, but it's absolutely free. And then if there's any issues when we come back and infrared it, then we fix that at our cost. So basically, once you pay once, you don't have to pay again, even if we have to come out more than once.
I love that. How about the idea of destroying siding, you know, to do that outside to in retrofit or brick and mortar joints? Ace is kind of special regarding that as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I didn't even bring that up because it's not something we usually have any issues with. So mortar joints, we've been doing them for over 40 years. We acid wash, custom tint the mortar so it blends in with existing, kind of like matching paint, but not as in-depth. But we still make it blend in. And then in the wintertime, instead of using water, we use window washer cleaner, which does not change the doesn't change the color of it. I don't know who came up with it, but it's genius. We've been doing it for a long time, so I can't take credit for it. But yeah, and then as far as the siding goes, obviously, if it's able to take it off, which 99% of the time we can take vinyl and aluminum off without any problems. When we're out there, though, if it's not like vertical aluminum, you can't always take off. So that sometimes has to be drilled and drilled through and plugged, but we always discuss that with the homeowner ahead of time. But 99% of the time, we take the siding off, put it back on, and we guarantee there's not going to be any issues with it.
So, Bill, I don't know how many times you run across this, but let's say you imagine you run across a house that has zero insulation in it whatsoever. Why don't you do us a favor and kind of give us a list on where you feel the most important. Of course, the attic is going to be top of the list, I think.
Yeah.
But places that a lot of people don't consider or don't think of, but some of the more important places to put insulation in the home.
And the type of product you might use.
Yes.
Yeah, well, most of the time, a lot of times, folks just automatically assume the walls have insulation in them. If it's built in the 50s or 60s, chances are it's completely empty or has next to no insulation in it. And obviously, and one thing we come out, a lot of times people will say, well, we know the attic has some, the walls are empty, but we're not worried about the attic for now. It's always a good idea to have us check it because the energy code in Michigan was the worst on the planet up until just within the last decade or so. In fact, your house, Ken, was fairly new when you bought it, and it still had a lot of little issues here and there. Rim joist areas, obviously, is one of the draftiest areas on the house. And you guys say it all the time, too. If you see cobwebs or dirty fiberglass, that's a good place to start air sealing. Traditionally, with the exterior walls, we do like the cellulose for the walls and for the attic, primarily because, for one, it's mold, insect, and fire resistant. And you can't get a greener product to insulate with. In fact, the tagline for decades was greenest of the green. It's 100% recycled fibers. It actually controls moisture. A lot of folks are worried because it is basically shredded newspaper with a fire retardant and cardboard and other plastics and stuff. But the hygroscopic nature of it controls moisture, so it's not a moisture problem. It's mold resistant. You can literally burn it with a blowtorch, and it will not support a flame. And I know that works because I've done it myself. So, so there's that. Plus, it's just all around. We prefer it for the walls versus liquid injectable foam because, for one, once it's packed in there, if you try to repack foam, say it shrinks half the cavity and you try to repack it, you're on a much higher probability of damage to the walls because it's pressurized. It goes in with a tremendous amount of pressure. Cellulose is packed in by hand. And, again, it's not perfect product. The foam guys will tell you cellulose settles. Cellulose guys tell you foam shrinks. Now, we've done this for over 40 years. We've used every single product on the planet, including injection foam, for a number of years. Problem is we couldn't get it to pass an infrared every time. So if that's the case, we just decided not to use it anymore. So we recommend the cellulose. And, again, it's not perfect, but that's why we do the infrared.
The cellulose is a lot more forgiving, obviously, from inside the walls, because Chuck and I have both heard in the past two issues. A company that goes in and puts foam in the walls and does exactly what you just said, puts too much foam in the wall where the drywall actually starts to pop off of the walls, or they think they're filling the walls with foam. And we had one instance a couple years ago where a customer thought they had the foam done, and then they had a fire in the house, and then there was no foam in the walls whatsoever. And Ace and Sons Insulation, because of the many decades you guys have been doing this, you don't make those mistakes. And to just pile on to what you're saying, when you came out to my place, you did the foam in the band joists and you did the cellulose in the walls. So you guys do have the ability to do what's best for the home.
Well, when we do the expanding foam, and that's why a lot of folks get confused on it. Expanding foam and injection foam are two totally different products. The expanding foam is one of the best products on the planet, as long as it's installed properly. Just like with anything, it's got to be installed right. The main difference is a liquid foam. You can spray, the expanding foam in a cardboard box, closed cell foam, and you can walk on it minutes later. It's that tough, that rigid. If you do that with the liquid injection foam, it takes 24 to 48 hours to dry, and it never really gets hard. It's a softer foam. So the density is 4.5 pounds, roughly 3.5 to 4.5 pounds per cubic foot when it's wet. when it dries, it goes down to half pound foam. That's a lot of water weight. So, you know, there's a just, to be fair, anything you put in the outside walls when they're empty is going to be an improvement over nothing. But
yeah,
we do like the cellulose because I think it holds up the best. And again, this is decades of experience with every product on the planet. And it's the one that I have in my own house. So for what it's worth.
So one of the questions we get from people, Bill, regarding cellulose, will it stop air movement?
If it's dense packed properly, yes, it will stop air infiltration.
I like that. If it's dense packed properly. So you're putting that cellulose in the wall to a measurable resistance to indicate how dense it is?
Yeah, but, well, basically, and again, it's done by hand. And there's tests you can do, like dense packing boxes to test the density of it. You guys don't know, I mean, when you've been doing it this long, they just know by feel how dense it is in the wall cavity. But yeah, basically we want it over 2.5 pounds per cubic foot. And then if you get it to that density, it should never settle. But again, the guys, you know, you never know what's in a wall cavity. We pull cushions out of walls, beer bottles, magazines, drywall, you know, broken drywall, you name it. So if there's something in the wall that, you know, they think it's dense packed properly and then it could settle later, that's why, again, why we do the infrared.
Bill, can you stick around for a second when we get back? I want to make sure we get your contact information out. I want to remind people that your goal in your home is not to be too hot in the summer or too cool in the summer. It's to be comfortable in your home year-round, and Ace and Sons can help you with that. In the meantime, how are you stay comfortable in your basement, Chuck?
Well, you need a company that will come in and make sure it's never going to leak. You want to make sure that it's properly insulated and then finished to the specification that allows you to enjoy that space. And we've got one company that does it all, Basements Plus.
Find professional contractors you can trust at InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, once again, here are Ken Calverly and Chuck Bridenstine.
And Bill Creed from Ace & Sons Insulation. But we want to remind everybody we'll be off the air at 9 a.m. today because of Michigan State football, but we'll be back at our regular time tomorrow. If you have any questions regarding heating, cooling, generators, geothermal, clown cars, you name it, Pat Kelly's going to be sitting in the captain's chair tomorrow, and I'll be co-hosting with him from 10 to noon.
And I'll be sitting out in the woods somewhere in a tree stand.
Yeah, looking for that record buck.
Right. Hey, you just got a text from a friend, old friend, didn't you?
Yeah, want to acknowledge a good friend of ours just sent me a text, Murray Gula. Hopefully he's feeling well and healthy and things are going well in his life. So, Murray, thanks for the text. We appreciate it.
Amen, buddy. Hey, let's bring back our good friend, Bill Creed from Ace & Sons Insulation. Bill has kept probably hundreds, if not thousands, of our listeners happy over the years by coming in and doing what every house needs, and that is to be properly insulated, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Bill, what are you guys? I know your main office is down river, but boy, I see your trucks everywhere. What kind of area does Ace & Sons Insulation cover?
We do a lot of driving, so we cover from Monroe to Bay City and Lansing to Port Huron. So we're kind of all over the place.
So basically, someone comes up that 69 corridor from the Michigan line all the way to Port Huron. You guys do everything inside of that. Is that fair to say?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I love that. Now, how much advance notice do you need? Are you guys having any product acquisition issues or booked way out ahead of time?
Well, we're not too bad. We've got 5 crews going, so that kind of helps. And we've, again, been doing this a long time, so supply chain really hasn't been affected. I mean, the, you know, diesel prices and everything else obviously affects everything. But as far as you know, getting the supplies, we're not too bad. We're getting me or myself or Nick to come out and do an inspection. We should be able to get there next week sometime. As far as getting the work done, we're about 3 to 4 weeks out on. So we're not terrible. We're not as bad as some of the furniture orders that I'm hearing about. And so,
yeah, but, no, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all.
And insulation lives forever with the house, doesn't it, Bill? I mean, it's not like it decays and disappears or anything like that, especially the cellulose product.
Correct. When it's done properly, now some folks that may have had it done in the 90s probably have to get it upgraded because the code changed dramatically. But anything we do at least, or we recommend a minimum of R49. And some customers, if they have... Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, minimum VAR 49. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done. I apologize. One thing that Chuck and I want to make sure we tell people, there are certain things around their house that people love to think is a DIY project. And insulation, especially after everything we just talked about, because people can go and they can buy two boxes and think they can insulate their sidewalls now, you know, two boxes of the do-it-yourself foam. Tell people about that, because I'm sure you've seen a lot of nightmares of people who try to do it themselves.
I have. The problem is you're doing it blind, especially if it's an expandable foam. You're either it dries, even the slow rise stuff, it's going to dry pretty quick. And then if that foam doesn't get to where it needs to go, it's not getting there, and you're going to have voids in it. It's better to do a blown end into the wall, or even a liquid injection foam if you're going to go that route, but as opposed to the do-it-yourself stuff. It's very difficult unless you have a, you know, plexiglass on every wall where you can see inside it. It's not a good idea to do that because you run into too many issues.
How many side vents have you seen plugged up over the years with people spraying their own insulation into their attic?
It's pretty common when in the houses, especially bungalows, because people don't realize there's that cold air return. Usually one heat duct and one cold air return. And the cold air return is always on the outside wall, but it's an empty cavity, basically. So they think they're doing themselves a favor by filling it. You're really not. You're causing a lot of damage, potentially, for the heating and air conditioning.
Are there any financial incentives available for people that want to get insulation in before the end of the year?
Yeah, there's Consumers, DTE, Semco. They all have rebates. Now, they're not they're a little better than they used to be in some cases. Other cases, they're not. But basically, walls are traditionally $125. So not a ton of money back, but at least you get something, you know, for something you need anyway. But attic for consumers gives you a little bit more, but usually anywhere from $125 to $200, depending on how much you put in the attic. So not a ton of money, but it does add up. And then you do get a tax credit as of right now, too. It's 10% of the material cost. So when people tout it as being this great, big, huge plan, you got to think it's probably a small percentage of what you actually get back. So when they say you get up to $500 back, most people are going to get a couple hundred, if that.
Plus, you're going to save on
Bill,
your
can you give up?
Heating and cooling bill. Sorry.
Right. No, yeah.
You're going to save heating and cooling.
Yep.
Bill, how about some contact information for our listeners, please?
Yep. They can go to, obviously, they can go to your website, insideoutsideguys.com, and we come up. Or our office number is 888-500-4223.
Bill Creed, Ace & Sons Insulation, thank you so much for coming on today, and thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners over the years. We really, really appreciate it, sir.
Oh, no problem. We always love talking with you guys. You guys have a good weekend.
Tell Charlie we said hello.
Absolutely. God bless you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Another quality team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. And let me tell you, everybody, when we get these quality team partners like Ace & Sons and all the rest of them you hear, we keep them. It's a good relationship. They take good care of our people. They really, really do, of our
Bill
listeners.
Bill is an honest, ethical human being who happens to be in the insulation business. He's just a good guy.
You're right. No,
he
you're
cares.
Right.
And you know what? You and I don't push it often enough, but probably the single best value that you can invest in an existing home is properly and professionally installed thermal insulation.
There is nothing you can do to your house that will start paying you back faster than insulation in your house. It'll start paying you back literally the second you put it down.
Yeah, it will.
What else can you say about that?
Yeah, it'll pay back for years.
One other thing. I'm hoping Mr. Butkovich hears this. McFarland Painting. They will strip, sand, and redo wood and fiberglass doors out there for people who are looking for that issue there. So want to make sure we get that. Hey, Chuck, you and Pat Kelly have a great show tomorrow. I'm sure you will. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. And stick around for Steve Courtney and MSU pregame football and the InsideOutsideGuys.com during the week. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Absolutely. Thank you to our listeners, and thank you to Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.